Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Pesachim Daf, Tzadei Vav, Pesachim 96. And in today's Daf Yomi, we begin with the Mishnah on Tzadei Vav Amud Aleph, and our Mishnah counts those laws or those practices that was a custom with the first Pesach that was ever brought by the Jewish people in history, the Pesach, the Korban Pesach that was brought in Egypt, and they were specific to the Pesach in Egypt, and they don't apply today. So says our Mishnah, Ma bein Pesach Mitzrayim with Pesach Doros. What's the distinction between the Korban Pesach, the Paschal offering that the Jewish people brought when they were in the land of Egypt, to the Paschal offering that they brought in future generations after they left Egypt? So the Mishnah counts the differences. So the Mishnah says Pesach Mitzrayim, the Pesach that was brought in Egypt, had the following laws. Mikachob Miba Esar. They needed to separate already from the rest of the flock. They needed to separate on the 10th day of the month of Nisan and say that this sheep or this goat was for the purpose of the Pesach. What's the reason why they did this? It says in Exodus chapter 12, verse 3, Dabru al kol das Yisrael emor be'esor ha-chodesh hazeh, on the 10th day of this month, v'yeklu lahem ish sela ve'savo sela bayis. Everybody needs to take on the 10th day of the month a lamb for their household, a lamb for each house. And the Meiri writes that the simple explanation is that you're not allowed to do it either before that or after that. It has to be done specifically on the 10th day. So that's what the Meiri says. But the Mechilta writes to Parashas Bo, the Mechilta explains that even after, if you did it after the 10th day, it's still going to be kosher. And even though it seems to imply that you can't do it beforehand, but you're allowed to do it afterwards. So meaning to say, and then the Chazon Ish explains that it's a mitzvah to do it on the 10th day, but if you do it afterwards, if you did it after the 10th or before the 10th, you didn't fulfill that aspect, that mitzvah to do it specifically on the 10th day, but it's still, the korban is going to be kosher. And how do you take it on that day? So Rashi seems to imply that you need to do it either like formally verbalizing it. It's not clear from Rashi, but some say that you need to actually formally verbalize that it's still supposed to be done on the 10th day, that this is the animal that I'm separating for the purpose of the Pesach. What else do you need to do? V'taun hazah b'agudas ezov. You need to take a hyssop, a branch of a hyssop. You need to dip that branch of the hyssop in the blood of the Korban Pesach and to sprinkle from it v'al hamashko v'al shtei mezuzos. You need to apply from the blood of the hyssop, you need to apply onto the lintel and on the two doorposts of the house that you're in. As this is also based upon the verse, Lakachtam agudas ezovu tvaltam batam, as it says in Exodus 12, verse 22, you should take from the hyssop and you dip it in blood. V'igatam hamashko v'al shtei mezuzos min adam asher basaf, and you're supposed to take it and place it on the lintel and on the doorpost. But in Pesach and future generations, that's not what you do with the blood. And what we're supposed to do with the blood, when we bring the Korban Pesach, is supposed to gather the blood into a jug or a jar, and then you sprinkle it on the altar, as it said back in the Mishnah on 64a. And the third difference that our Mishnah says is v'nechal b'chipazon, that the Korban Pesach, which was eaten on the night of Pesach, they needed to eat it b'chipazon. They needed to be eaten in haste, and so that's another distinction. And the last distinction, the fourth distinction that the Mishnah says is b'layla echad u'b'pesach doros no'ei kol sheva, that you're supposed to eat it. The Korban Pesach in Egypt was on one night, and the Pesach Doros was said for all seven. And that's not exactly clear, and so therefore our Gemara is going to have to discuss it. But the Gemara first discusses, how do we understand this law that the Pesach in Egypt was needed to be separated on the 10th day, and the Pesach and future generations doesn't need it? So the Gemara says, Minon, what's our source for the idea that you don't need to separate and designate it as a Pesach on the 10th day of the month for future generations? Because it says, Dabru al kol das Yisrael emor, Be'asor al chodesh hazeh v'yeklu. It says, speak to the children of Israel and say, on the 10th day of this month, you shall take a selabayis, selabayis, bias. And from the fact that it says Be'asor HaChodesh HaZeh, this means on this month, Zeh Mikcho Be'asor, in the Pesach in Egypt, you take it on the 10th day of the month. Main Pesach Toro is Mikcho Be'Isor, but in future generations, you don't have to take it on the 10th month. But nevertheless, there is still, as the Gemara says, that there's, even though you don't have to designate it as a Pesach on the 10th day of the month, you're still supposed to make sure that there's no blemish on it. And that is, in fact, the Gemara. And the Gemara, that is, in fact, something that comes out from our Sugya. And indeed, the conclusion of our Sugya is that the first Pesach required a separation for 4 days, and to make sure that it was not... and didn't have a blemish on it. And this is also a practice in future generations, that everything is required to make sure that it doesn't have a blemish on it. And so and for future generations, that applies to Pesach Rishon, but not to Pesach Sheni. That Pesach Rishon, even though you don't have to designate it as a Pesach, but you do have to make sure and watch it to make sure there's no blemish on it. So in the Sefer Birkos Eliyahu, he records that from the Tshuva of the Maram Chagiz, he records different practices, a whole practices of the children of Israel through the generations, and it gives explanations for them. And one of the questions was, he saw that some of the communities in Germany and Italy, that what they would do is 3 days prior to Pesach, set their tables. Their table will be set for the Seder 3 days. And in fact, they would even fill up a cup of Elijah 3 days prior to the Pesach. And he sources this idea and the Karban Pesach being watched for 4 days. And the idea was, the fourth day is really 3 days plus the day of the Seder. And so therefore, that's this idea is sourced in the biblical idea of preparing the Pesach for 4 days. So I know that it's very hard. Everybody works very hard on Pesach to get ready for the Seder, but there's a strong custom to have the table set for Pesach even 3 days in advance.